This is Chi High Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
Go Cards! WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening from Prescott. Mark Halverson here at the wonderful high school with 29.6 seconds left in the JV contest. The Battle of the Cardinals going on tonight. The Prescott Cardinals hosting the Chi High Cardinals, a Division III school, Prescott, and Division I Chi High as far as the boys basketball tournament is concerned. The Cardinal boys trail 25-24 at the half, but have outscored Prescott in this second half 20-15 and lead at 44-40 with 29.6 seconds left. And since we had targeted 6:40 as a pregame, we thought, hey, let's just get this on for the waning moments of this one, as it'll be the Chi High JV Gavin Thompson looking to get it in. He gets it out to Jalen Smith as they go left to right, and a whistle and a foul with 26.1 seconds to go. And the foul on Evan Kokendorfer, a sophomore for Prescott. Later on, it's 3-0 Prescott hosting 1-3 Chippewa Falls, the Battle of the Cardinals here on WOGO Sports. And then Chi High Girls tomorrow night at Menominee. And then we've got Hockey Thursday and Chi High Cardinal Boys Hockey on Thursday, and Max Boys Basketball on Friday, and Chi High Girls Basketball Saturday afternoon. So busy week of sports here, as the first free throw is good. Of course, there's a team on the east part of Wisconsin that's playing a professional football game tonight. I think people are aware of that. As the free throw by Smith, and we've got another timeout. We'll take a break as well. Back in 1 minute here on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Jalen Smith, his second free throw is good. And the Cardinal JV goes up by six with 26 seconds to go. Prescott brings it back right to left. And a little bit of a miscue on top. They maintain the basketball. There's the three-point attempt on the way off the front iron. No. 12 misses. Jackson Matzik, and recovered by Owen Munson. He had a bit of an injury earlier, but he's back out there. The lone freshman on this Cardinal JV squad, Munson. The Cards now, they'll win it. 46-40 is our final in this JV contest here tonight. So we'll get that noted as 46-40, your final, as the Cardinal JV scoring the victory, coming from a 25-24 halftime deficit to secure the win here tonight. And again, now, what we have is 3-0 Prescott against 1-3 Chippewa Falls. You know, the Cardinal road to hoe. They lost at Stevens Point 74-40 November 30th. They beat Medford 81-70 back just over a week ago. at Chi High with their lone victory on the season. They lost at home to Rice Lake a week ago tomorrow night, 56-44. It was Rice Lake's first game because of football and winning the state title in Division III, and had moved that Logan game later in their season. And then lost at the Doghouse on Thursday night, 73-61. And that contest for the Cards, as the clubs come out on the floor right now, at least Prescott, Chihai does as well. But in that contest the other night for Chippewa, leading the way in that one for the Cardinals, in the 12-point loss at North, Easton Bob went for 26 points. And how about Braden Dickerson? 10 out of 13, 22 points. I'll chat a bit about him in our conversation with Jason Prue coming up a bit later. But what about these Prescott Cardinals, the home opponent here tonight? They're 3-0 for the Middle Border Conference. They won at home over Somerset 65-62. They won at St. Croix Central 70-63 on December 5th. And this past Saturday at UW Stout, where our Caleb Swenson and company were for a exciting Max Boys win over Colfax, Prescott was there also, beating Fall Creek 52-46. And you'll hear their head coach, Nick Johnson, talk about the stiff test they got from Fall Creek in winning that one. Should be a good one. The Battle of the Cardinals tonight. 3-0 Prescott from Division III in the Middle Border Conference against 1-3 Chihai from the BRC. We'll hear from both coaches, starting with Prescott's Nick Johnson, when we come back in 3 minutes on WDOGO Sports.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, Holy Night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kadot, featuring Jeremy King. 10th Avenue North.
Love this year. Love this night.
And Toby Mac.
Tonight's the night for the
OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
All right,
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 and Wogo.com. Cardinals, both the Prescott and Chippewa Falls Cardinals here, so you can't go wrong as we're talking to the home coach, Nick Johnson. Coach, off to a nice 3-0 start.
Yeah, it's been a good start to the season for us, you know, especially three tough games, two big conference games. So we're happy where we are, and we're excited to get an opportunity to play Chippewa Falls tonight.
You were over at Stout over the weekend, your latest win over Fall Creek.
Yeah, tough game, boy. They got a good team, and they're not even fully healthy. So we kind of sneaked one out there. You know, we didn't feel we played our best game, but found ways to win, and we know we're going to have to be playing better tonight.
In terms of enrollments, it's shy high over 1,400, and so you guys not at that number. So,
yeah, well, and that's why we were so excited to get them on the schedule last year when our 80s had reached out and said, hey, would you be excited to play Chippewa Falls? I said, absolutely, you know, and to play bigger schools, it can only make us better, win or lose. So we're excited for the opportunity.
Somebody like our – now, what division are you guys in come the postseason?
We're three. Okay. So we're the smallest team in our conference, too. So we're kind of on the bubble, but we're still three right now.
I would think in terms of the population growth in this part of the state, though, I mean, you guys, are you a growing community?
We are actually not. It seems like our conferences, you know, St. Croix Central, Baldwin, teams like that, but we are not growing. Huh. So we're kind of staying the same.
So put the word out here. Invite people to Prescott, right?
Yeah, we'll take everybody. Yeah, yeah. No.
All right. Chi High coming off a defeated Eau Claire North, so they're hungry to get back in the court. And what about defensing this Chi High bunch?
Well, obviously they're very talented. You know, it seems like they're a new group this year as well, trying to learn some things out too. But we know we're going to have our hands full. I mean, talent-wise, they're going to be right up there with the best team we've seen this year. We know that, and we know we're going to have to play very well.
And when you have the ball, obviously, Wallen leads the way, 20 points, but with Leask at 14, you've got pretty good balance.
Yeah, and we need to, because coming in the year, Wallen was kind of, you know, he's a returning All-State player, and we need other guys to step up, and Leask and Schumer have done that as seniors, and it needs to continue to take some pressure off Wallen.
Coach, we wish you the best. Have a good one tonight and the rest of the way.
I appreciate it. Thanks for coming up.
All right, that's head coach Nick Johnson. We'll talk to head coach Jason Pruitt of the Cards in a moment on WDOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in. Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1, AM 680, and Wogo.com. Chahai on the road tonight in Prescott, the Cardinals versus the Cardinals. And, Coach, I guess this matchup against Prescott started last year. Or maybe they reached out last year. I guess the AD to begin this contest here tonight.
Yeah, we were looking for some good basketball. And Prescott's has a rich tradition of being really good at basketball. Looking up in the banners, we got a 2017 state runner up, and then a 2018 state championship. And we've always kind of admired their program from afar, and we wanted to get in on it and go play some good basketball.
And so. What about the club now? You haven't played since Thursday night. How have practices been? What's the mindset coming into this pretty good road? You know, this is a little further trip than even to Hudson. So.
Yeah, no, we're excited to play again. The guys have been practicing hard. We've been getting better every single day. And this is a group that as the season goes on, we're just going to continue to get better and keep working hard. And that's what these guys have been doing.
Defending this Prescott club, I guess it starts with the 6'5 senior Wallen, an all-stater.
Yeah, he's a really good player. Very similar to Roxvold from the other night, that big from Eau Claire North, 6'6". Skilled player. He attacks the basket a little bit more. He posts up a little bit more, but he also has a perimeter game too. So it's going to be a tough matchup.
When you've got the ball, I mean, Dickerson the other night, 10 of 13 from the floor. He was impressive, especially getting down low.
Yeah, absolutely. We had some guys, some guards that can post, and that's going to be the plan. We're going to try to pound the paint and get a lot inside, and then once we start drawing the defense in, that's where our shooters can get going.
All right. Well, it should be a good one tonight. Coach, look forward to it, and if you get a chance, stop up and see us there after the game.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks. Head coach Jason Prue coming up. We've got the Battle of the Cards, Prescott hosting Chippewa Falls. It's all coming next here on WOGO Sports.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Chippewa Falls and Prescott from Prescott tonight here on WOGO Sports. Mark Halverson, glad to have you along as we get set to call this one. As Chahai comes in here 1-3 overall against 3-0 Prescott. And time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. If the Cards are going to come out of here and make it a clean sweep, the JV won earlier 46-40, coming from one down at the half to do it. They're going to have to put the defensive clamps on Dallas Wallen. He is their leading scorer per Prescott, 6'5 senior at 20 a game, but he's only a 58% free throw shooter. He's been to the line a ton, but again, shooting less than 60%. But he leads the way with Ian Leesk at 14.3. Chai comes in scoring 56.5 a game, giving up over 68 a game, whereas Prescott scoring over 62 a game, holding their opponent to 57. I'm going to say it starts in the defensive end tonight, and hopefully the Cards have more of that offensive success they had maybe later in the game there against Eau Claire North as they had a 12-0 run to get things from 22 down to 10. Those would be my Tyson Ford keys to the game tonight, starting on the defensive end and hopefully some improved shooting. Tyson Ford, keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Tyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. When we come back, the starting lineups in basketball, Chi High and the hometown Cardinals from Prescott. We've got it for you next on WDOGO Sports on a Monday night.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Tyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Tyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Tyson Ford.
Christmas with the Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds. The messengers. In a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with the Chosen. Holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Put One Fest tickets under the tree this Christmas. One Fest Christian Music Festival this August in Kadot, featuring Jeremy Kemp. 10th Avenue North.
Love is here. Love is now.
And Toby Mac.
Tonight's the night for the
One Fest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Good evening and welcome to Prescott. Mark Halverson on this side, Sam Aberle back at our WOGO studio. Yeah, there's more going on than Packer football. There's Cardinal basketball, the Prescott Cardinals, and your Chi High Cardinals. For the visiting Chi High Cardinals tonight, at one starter, 6 foot and a senior, number one, Easton Bob, averaging 19 a game. Also, 6'2 senior, number zero, G. Mason for the Cardinals. Also for Chippewa Falls, 6'5 and a senior averaging more than 12 a game, Carson Wiedemeyer. 6'2 senior, number four, who came through for 22 points the other night on 10 of 13 shooting, Braden Dickerson. And rounding out the starting lineup, 6'3 senior, averaging 3 points a game, number five, David Turhark. The Cards are coached by Jason Prue. Meanwhile, for Prescott, the Cardinals, they go with 6'1 sophomore, number zero, Kobe Russell. Oh, they're going to do a big dime. They're putting the lights down. I can barely read my program here. I'm going to have to get out my cell phone light to read this. As I'm not at the table, so I can't give our – here we go. All right, we got a cell light here. 5'10 senior, number one, averaging more than 14 a game, Ian Leisk. 6'5 senior, number three, their leading scorer at 20 points a game, Dallas Wallen. 5'10 junior, number four, averaging 7 points a game, Barrett Temmers. And rounding out the starting lineup for Prescott, 6'2 senior, number 11, averaging more than 9 a game, Mason Schomer. And Prescott is coached by Nick Johnson. All right. We'll have two 18-minute halves. If we need overtime, it's 4 minutes per session. JV won earlier, 46-40. Taking care of some business here. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. All right, Chahi, dressed in the home black, the visiting black uniforms with the red numerals lettering and trim, and Prescott in the home white uniforms with the red numerals and lettering and some black trim. And Prescott, in those white uniforms, they win the tap, and they've got the basketball to start things. Kobe Russell, the sophomore, out on top, gets it off to 11. Schomer down low. They Wallen, spin move in the lane, put up a nice shot by Schomer. He's got two, and they lead it 2-0. Here comes Chippewa Falls across the timeline. Division I Cardinals, Chippewa Falls against the Division III Prescott Cardinals, and losing the basketball, Wiedemeyer, and the Cardinals with their first turnover. Here comes Prescott into the forecourt. They bring it back left to the right. On the outside, you've got Wallen, the 6'5 senior. Missed shot, going for the rebound, not able to get it, is Kobe Russell. And here comes Chippewa, G. Mason, into the forecourt for the Cardinals. Pass off to Wiedemeyer. The far right, they get it off to number four there. Braden Dickerson had the great game the other night with the 22 points against North, and he's now there up at 11.8 is the third leading scorer, and they got three scorers now in double digits with Wiedemeyer at 12.2 and Easton Bob averaging 19 a game. And the first foul going on Russell, his first and the first on either team at the Cards, looking to get on the scoreboard. Easton Bob behind the three-point line on top to G. Mason. Mason working defensively against Ian Leisk. He gets it, give and go, and banks it in. Nice job there by G. Mason. And so Mason with the hoop ties the game at two. Our first tie of the evening. Into the forecourt comes Prescott. They work it outside. And there's Kobe Russell, the lone sophomore starting for either club in this battle of the Cardinals tonight. And around the offense, Wallen, the 6'5 senior, kicks it outside. Russell for the open J, misses the three-point attempt. And the Cardinals out of there with it. Terhark with the rebound. Here come the Cardinals. G. Mason into the forecourt. A little bit more ball handling at the point here for G. Mason than we've seen maybe some other games. He already got the two. There's the missed shot on the baseline. Mason fighting for the rebound. Wallen comes away with it. Into the forecourt now comes Prescott left to right on top to Leisk. 2-2 game, 15-50 left first half. Russell, bounce pass down low, Wallen, back to Russell, giving the sophomore an opportunity. Terhark says go ahead, and he shows him he can hit the three, and all of a sudden it's a 5-2 lead, Prescott's biggest lead of the game at three. Into the forecourt, Chippewa Falls. On top, G. Mason fakes the three. He'll drive left side all the way in, lays it with the right hand, and there's another two for G. He's got four. And that's really helpful. All of a sudden, you get him, and you got the other guys who are scoring, and that would be really great. And he's got all four of their points so far. And Wallen's going to fire the long three. It rattles out for him. No, and the rebound down to Wiedemeyer. Here come the Cardinals. Bob into the forecourt. Bob, left side. Takes it toward the left baseline. He's got the double team. Able to get it off to Wiedemeyer. Saves it on top. They get it to Dickerson. Left side, Wiedemeyer. Shot is good for the three-pointer. And we're tied at seven. Okay, something's amiss. Because okay, yeah, Chippewa's got 7-5. And there's a basket on the inside for Temmers, his first two. And we had the three from Russell earlier, so I guess that gives them seven. So that's officially the tie right there. I was kind of leading that a little bit, but we did get a lead change as Chippewa briefly got it there at 7-5. And now G. Mason looking to set the offense. More involved here out on top, and that's been a good thing so far here tonight. In this battle of the Cardinals, Chippewa Falls at Prescott. Easton Bob for three off the rim. No, grazes it. Rebound down to Prescott. And coming away with it, number four, Barrett Temmers. Temmers into the forecourt. They go left side, Wallen, the 6'5 senior. He leads him at 20 a game. Deep left corner. There's the shot. Rattles out. No, Wallen gets that offensive rebound. Falling down, he puts it in, and he's fouled. So Wallen, he's got the long blonde stringy hair, and he hits it, and he goes. He gives them the lead again at 9-7. And the foul for Chippewa going on number four for the Cardinals, Dickerson, his first. And the free throw good. So Wallen had only 58 points, 58% free throw shooting, able to get that. G. Mason down low. He goes Wiedemeyer. Wiedemeyer finds a cutting Dickerson. They can't hold on. Cardinal turnover. Here they come the other way. Race it down. Wallen lays it in, and another foul. Back-to-back opportunities at the old-fashioned three for Dallas Wallen, the 6'5 senior for Prescott. And now we can see how he averages the 20 a game, right? Scoring, taking the contact, and now going to the free throw line to try to complete his second consecutive three-point play, and he does. And he's got 6 points just like that after having nothing, and now it's a 13-7, and that is the biggest lead of the game for Prescott. And here comes Chippewa. Easton Bob now as Turhauk runs down the floor. Neither team has gone to their bench yet in this game, as we're about 5 minutes in. And a double dribble out on top on Wiedemeyer. Cardinals' third turnover. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Wallen gets it off in the backcourt to Leisk. 6 point Prescott lead here on their home floor against visiting Chi High. Inside of 13 minutes left first half. Russell, right baseline. Some contact, and now the Cards have gone to the bench with Colin Nichols, the 6'3 junior, into the game, along with Turhark and Bob and Mason and Wiedemeyer. He spells Dickerson. Russell, right baseline. The sophomore had some contact against Nichols, and I think Colin's going to get whistled for that one. First, and actually Dickerson apparently had drawn two fouls as well. So for the Cards, that's their third team foul. So Dickerson with two. And this one on Nichols. Prescott underneath the basket to toss it in. Ian Leisk on top to Russell, the sophomore. Got a good basketball frame on him. 6'1", may still be growing, just a youngster. Deep right corner, Russell, he hit a three earlier. He's going to try another one. Off the front iron, no. Tapped up, and Prescott has it. They save it to Wallen on the right baseline. He's matched against Turhark. Russell going to try to drive. Oh, and he goes right by the defender. Nichols misses the shot. Cards catch a break. Wiedemeyer grabs the rebound. I've got Prescott with no turnovers so far. Chahai with three. Into the forecourt, coming for the first time tonight. Laquay for the Cardinals. Bob drops it off to Wiedemeyer for two. And a big two for Wiedemeyer on that one. Taking it in the forecourt. There's the missed shot from number one, Ian Leisk. And now Laquay into the deep left corner. They work it on the outside. Laquay on the far right. On top, Easton Bob. Back Laquay on the right baseline. Work it around on the outside. Nichols in the deep left corner with Wallen on him defensively. Wiedemeyer, there's the three-point attempt. Off the rim, no good. Missed by Turhart. Wallen wants to run the break. He'll get it ahead. Scoop, shot off, and good. A three-pointer for Ian Leisk. And now it's a 16-9 game. 16-9, Chippewa Falls down by seven. The biggest deficit they've faced so far as Turhark on top. Nichols is going to shoot a long three off the back iron. No good. Good job going after the rebound. Nichols following his own shot and saves it off to Laquay. As Coach Pruitt shouts off the instructions. And we've got a whistle and a foul with 10:47 to go here first half. And see the foul going on number one, Ian Leisk. His first personal and the second team foul on Prescott. Quay between the leg dribble on top. New player into the game, Kyle Kogan, a 5'10 senior, number two. Turhark, Laquay. Laquay, look away pass to Wiedemeyer in the left corner. Back Laquay, now he'll run the offense. Matched by Kogan. Prescott with the man-to-man defense. Leading at 16-9. There's the three-pointer by Laquay is good. And a basket for the Cardinals, pulling within 16-12. Now the defensive end. And, boy, I'm going to say Burnick, but I'm not sure on that one. And it's 18-12. As Chippewa back now coming right to left. On top, Wiedemeyer. Wiedemeyer works it left side, Laquay. Laquay in the deep left corner gets it off to Easton Bob. Defender on him, number 20, Max Monteith, a 6-foot sophomore off the bench. And there's the pass by Wiedemeyer, and he thought somebody was over there, and he was mistaken. And that's the fourth Chahai turnover with 9:41 left, approaching the halfway point of this first half. Cardinals down 18-12, trailed by as many as seven. One time, Chahai led 7-5. And after that, Prescott got the lead back and has held it. Into the forecourt, Dallas Wallen, and they get it off right side to Temmers. Between the leg dribble from Kogan. Temmers will advance it to Wallen. Bit of a weave on top. Drop it off to Monteith. There's a three-point attempt. No good from the right side. But another offensive rebound to Prescott. The three-point attempt comes up short. And G. Mason and Wallen go. But Wallen got it to the basket and two. And Wallen's got 8 points. And the Cards are fortunate he didn't draw another foul there. And too many offensive rebounds hurting the Cardinals in this one, trailing at 20-12. Here at Division III Prescott. G. Mason had got a bit of a rest. He's back in the game now for Coach Jason Prue. And Easton Bob drives, whistle, and a foul. And it may be on Wallen with 8:49 left here in this first half. And Easton Bob to the free throw line, where he is a 71.4% free throw shooter. And actually, the foul was not on, it was on Temmers, his first. And the free throw from Bob, no good. 20-12, Prescott. We've had no timeouts called in the first 9-plus minutes of this one. 20-12, an 8-point lead for Prescott in the Battle of the Cardinals. Second one from Easton Bob is good. After missing the first one. All right, Prescott on the attack. They bring it left to right on the outside. Bounce pass, Wallen, who's already got 8 points. And a jump, step, and basket. Good, and a foul. He's very, very good with the contact. Still getting the ball to go in. The third time tonight, he's gone to the line for the traditional three-point opportunity, and he successfully achieved it on the previous occasions. He's now got 10 points. And listen, he wasn't the first. They had several other players score and make it 11. Three pointers were and ones. My goodness. 23-13. Cardinals down 10 here. There's G. Mason's going to miss the three pointer. It hit the glass. And out of there with it, they get it off to Wallen. And now working on the left baseline. Spin move. No good on the shot by Temmers. Mason out of there with it to Laquay. Laquay across the timeline. They bring it down right to left. Laquay did hit a three earlier. Out to Wiedemeyer. On top, Turhart. G. Mason on the right side. Faking a drive. On top, Laquay. Down low, Wiedemeyer. On the right block. Gets it on top to Easton Bob. G. Mason between the leg dribble. On top to Easton Bob. The bench for Prescott applauding. Laquay down low. He traveled. They held it a long time. They were being patient, but nobody took a shot, and they turned it over. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. 23-13 Prescott, and of those 23, Wallen has 11 of them, almost half of their points. He's been impressive. On the outside, Russell. They work it around on the right to Temmers. Down low, Wallen. He's picked up defensively by Turhart. He wants to move to the basket. Blocked by Turhart and a foul. Oh, Turhart thought he got it clean. And he's Wallen's going to go back to the free throw line. Again, he came in a 58% free throw shooter, but he's hit all three of his free throws to this point. And he had been 14 of 24 through three games, averaging eight free throws a game, and he misses there. But again, he had a basket and one, another and one, a basket, and then he had another basket and one. And this time he gets one of two from the free throw line. For his 12th point, 24-13, that is Prescott's biggest lead of the game at 11. Cardinals need to get that offense cooking like it was in that 12-0 stretch at North in the second half. Missed shot by Easton Bob, left baseline. And two different players for Prescott chasing that one down. Bring it down left to right. Working around on the outside, Wallen. He's a long way behind the three-point line. He'll drive into the lane, not the paint. There's not paint there. There's a missed three-point attempt from the outside by Burnick, and another offensive rebound goes to Prescott. The deep left corner to Wallen. He's not behind. He likes to drive. He's got three Cardinals around him, and now he kicks it out to Temmers. Temmers will drive back to Wallen. Wallen will shoot the long three and hit it. Wow. He's got 15 of their 27, and they lead it 27-13. The Cardinals more than doubled plus one, trailing by 14 here at Prescott. Wiedemeyer for the long three. Got it. Cardinals needed that one. And a timeout, Chippewa. 6:13 to go. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom? Why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Shahai getting a three-pointer from Carson Wiedemeyer, cutting that 14-point lead to 11. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. All right, Prescott with the ball now. Again, that biggest lead of the game at 14, back to 11. There's Wallen, another three off the back iron. No rebound. Colin Nichols skying for it. Cardinals with it. Chance to get it back to single digits now. Bob across the timeline. Chahai bringing it right to left. 5:50 left first half. Terhark out on top. JV won earlier, 46-40. Nichols on the left wing. Interior pass knocked away. I'm serious, folks. I have Prescott. No turnovers. I could be wrong. I've got Chahai for five. Prescott for zero. Zilch, nada in the turnover department. They've played very well for head coach Nick Johnson here tonight. And the foul goes on number two, Ian Leese. Well, and there's the shot up and good. Easton Bob getting that one, a two-pointer for Bob there. And number two going to try to answer at the other end for them. Kyle Kogan off the bench, no good. Cardinal Dickerson back into the game with the two fouls. Bounce pass down low. Wiedemeyer gets it back on top. Dickerson, he was 10 of 13 with a lot of low post stuff the other night. Wiedemeyer, hook shot good and a foul. And he draws the foul with Temmers covering him. And Wiedemeyer stepping up here offensively for Chahai. He's got seven. And he heads to the free throw line where he's a 67% free throw shooter. With 5:13 left here in the first half. And that makes it 27-20. And he misses the free throw, and Wallen with it in the left corner, or our left. Russell to the other end. He is going to be a good one, this Kobe Russell. Just a sophomore, 6'1". Wallen to Russell, eyeing up the three. Step back, he'll shoot it, miss it. Rebound, Wiedemeyer. Carson coming alive now to Dickerson in the backcourt. On top, Bob. Wiedemeyer for three. Feeling it. Carson Wiedemeyer coming alive for the Cardinals. And a timeout with 4:41 left in the half. The Cards had been down by 14. They're back within four. Back in half a minute. Make it a full minute on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Chippewa Falls was down by 14 at 27-13, and they have now rallied with 10 straight, and they are back within four at 27-23. Well, this reminds me when the Cards were down 22 at North and got a 12-0 run and got within 10. So Wallen now to Russell in the deep left corner for Prescott. On top, they get it off to Ian Leask. He's their second leading scorer, but he's got just the 1 3-pointer. There's a drive missing Kogan. Wallen, another offensive rebound, kicks it out. Missing the three-pointer is Leask, who's just not having his usual success tonight. Came in averaging more than 14 a game, and Easton Bob across the timeline. Karski then won it with a three-pointer here as Terhark got on top. Right baseline, Wiedemeyer misses the shot on the baseline, tapped around. Wallen. And then there was contact, and they're going to call a foul. It looked a little incidental to me, but okay. And Nichols gets his second for the Cardinals. And that is Chippewa's sixth team foul to five for Prescott with exactly 4 minutes left here in the first half. In the backcourt, they get it off to Wallen, and he says, go ahead and take it. Leask, Ian, 5'10 senior, as they bring it left to right. Ian Leask on the right side. Kicks it around. And again, the Chahai man-to-man. 3:45 left in the first half. Oh, nice give and go to Wallen. Two more. He's got 17 in the first half. We had said in the Toyson Ford keys to the game, defending him was going to be key. They're doing the best they can, but 17 points for the big fella, the 6'5 senior for Prescott. On the outside now, Nichols downloaded Dickerson after the big night with 22 the other night. He's scoreless tonight, and a steal by Russell. Sixth Chahai turnover. Here comes Prescott. Russell ahead. Cross courts a pass to the right side to Monteith. On top, they get it to Schomer. Russell, the sophomore, for three off the rim. No good. Wallen battles with the rebound, and his banging freed it up for a teammate, Mason Schomer, who gets two more. And it's 31-23. So after a 10-0 Chahai run, it's going the other way here for Prescott, and the missed shot on the drive by Nichols. He gets his own rebound, and then it's stolen away by the very quick Kobe Russell. Seventh Chahai turnover. Wallen takes it in. He draws the foul. He's very adept at that as Terhark coming from behind. And with Wallen, you know, he can hit it from the outside, but then he's not afraid to drive. He's aggressive, and you almost have to play off of him and have him dare him to shoot, because, I don't know, higher percentage on the inside as the foul goes on number five, David Terhark, his first, the seventh team foul. And the 58% free throw shooter hits it, making it 32-23. And would you believe 18 points? He averages 20 a game. Stepping up against the Division I school in a big way here tonight, Dallas Wallen, the 6'5". Prescott senior, he's got 19. I mean, out of the gate, they had a couple of different players who scored before Wallen. But wow, he is the central figure. There is no question about that. 33-23. So the lead back to 10. It had been at 14. But now Prescott answering Chahai's 10-0 run with a 6-0 run. Nichols down low to Wiedemeyer. In the lane. He'll put it up a little too soft. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in. Two more for Wiedemeyer. And he's got nine. Oh, Russell just wide open. Wide open pass. A blown defensive assignment there, and he's got five. And LaQuay now in for Jason Prue, along with Easton Bob, Terhark, Wiedemeyer, and Nichols. The final 2 minutes of this first half. Chahai down 35-25. Wiedemeyer on top to Terhark. Right side, Nichols. On top, LaQuay. He'll take the three. Got it! Nice job by LaQuay. And the Cardinals back within seven at 35-28. The drive by Russell. Some good defense. Basket good and a foul on Terhark. It's on Nichols, I think. With 1:35 left in the half. And, no, it's on number five. It's on Terhark, yeah. All right, so his second, the eighth team foul. Basket good for Russell, who the sophomore, again, he's going to be a good one, just a sophomore. I mean, as much as this is Wallen's team, I think in the next year, so you're going to see that with him, although he misses the free throw. Cardinals back within nine. LaQuay's hit a couple of three-pointers that have been big, but there's the errant pass stolen away. Eighth Chahai turnover. Those are hurting. 37-28 Cardinals. Down by nine, Chippewa Falls trailing Prescott on Prescott's home court. And there's the long three is good for Kyle Kogan, a 5'10 senior. And he says, let me get in on this. And it's back to a 40-28 lead. Chippewa down by 12. The biggest deficit had been 14. Inside of 55 seconds now. Easton Bob for three from the top of the key. Honeycomb's out, no good, and Kogan doing it at both ends, gets the rebound. Kogan ahead on the right side. They work it to him. Dribbling from the reserve, Kyle Kogan. Russell picks up his dribble. And they'll just take some time now. Ian Leisk, the 5'10 senior point guard, setting it up against Easton Bob. 40-28 Prescott. Cards getting all they bargained for in this first matchup with Prescott. And Russell gets another one down low as Wiedemeyer came over. And Russell coming alive here with his third hoop in recent times, matching their biggest lead of the game at 42-28 at the other end. There's the kickout shot is up and good for number 14, Teague Anderson, his first two tonight. And that takes us to halftime. Our score, Prescott 42, Chahai 30. Back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving now, puts it up left hand, got it and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three.
He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Halftime, Chippewa Falls trailing Prescott 42-30 here on WOGO Sports. And we're going to have to try to wait until later. They do something kind of interesting here at halftime. I got to just comment on it. I saw they talked about beanbags for sale. And a lot of times, I mean, you'll have, you know, maybe people get a half-court shot to win money or else there'll be some kind of a drawing. But they have beanbags. And everybody from wherever they were threw beanbags. And I think you have to try to get it in the middle of the court to be the winner. So that was interesting, and that was different. Also, high praise on the popcorn. It was well salted, and it was pretty tasty. It was $2, so twice as much as the chive popcorn, but maybe a little more salt here tonight. Hey, Service Master of the Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Chippewa Falls down 42-30. Let me sum it up for you. Cards were tied at 2 and also at 7, so we had two ties, a couple of lead changes. Initially, well, the lead went to Prescott ahead 2-0 and 5-2. But the Chahide Cards got up 7-5. And then once Prescott got the lead back there, they never looked back. They grew it out to a 14-point lead at 27-13. Chahide then went on a 10-0 run to make it 27-23. And then Prescott able to grow it again out to 42-28 before we go to the half at 42-30 in this contest here tonight. And let's bring you some of those first half highlights here on WOGO Sports. Some of those good moments from the first half from a Shanghai perspective. With the Cards looking to get on the scoreboard. Easton Bob behind the three-point line on top to G. Mason. Mason working defensively against Ian Leask. He gets it, give and go, and banks it in. Nice job there by G. Mason. Into the forecourt, Chippewa Falls. On top, G. Mason fakes the three. He'll drive left side all the way in, lays it with the right hand, and there's another two for G. He's got four. So some good early highlights and more involved in the offense. G. Mason there, and then we move on to a little later in the first half. More than doubled plus one, trailing by 14 here at Prescott. Wiedemeyer for the long three. Got it. Cardinals needed that one. Wiedemeyer gets it back on top. Dickerson, he was 10 of 13 with a lot of low post stuff the other night. Wiedemeyer, hook shot good and a foul. Court. On top, Bob. Wiedemeyer for three. Feeling it. Carson Wiedemeyer coming alive for the Cardinals. And a timeout. And one more highlight for the Cards in the first half. And Laquay now in for Jason Prue along with Easton Bob, Turhark, Wiedemeyer, and Nichols. The final 2 minutes of this first half. Chahai down 35-25. Wiedemeyer on top to Turhark. Right side Nichols. On top Laquay. He'll take the three. Got it. Nice job by Laquay. There you go. Those are your first half highlights. Another three-minute timeout. We're back with the second half. Chihive trailing by a dozen. Can they come from behind on the road in the Battle of the Cardinals? Prescott hosting Chihive here tonight on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Are you ready for college but don't know where to start? CVTC's Fast Pass event on Tuesday, January 9th in Eau Claire and River Falls will help you take your next step. In just 90 minutes, you can submit your college application, enroll in classes, and explore financial aid. Apply for free at the event and get entered to win a $250 CVTC scholarship. Start a career you love in 2 years or less. Register today at cvtc.edu/fastpass.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kidat, featuring Jeremy King. 10th Avenue North.
Love is here. Love is now.
And Toby Mac.
Tonight's the night for the
OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
To the first half scoring now. I have checked. Turns out my wife's cousin is the official scorer here tonight. So what do you know? Small world. Well, yeah, she's got a lot of family from kind of over this part of the state, I guess, more. So anyhow, okay. We'll start it off with your Chihive Cardinals. G. Mason with four. Easton Bob with just three. Again, he leads the Cards with 19 a game, but 1 2-point field goal and 1 of 2 from the line. 15 for Carson Wiedemeyer. He had a really good first half. 2 3-pointers for Jacob LeQuay off the bench. That was really helpful. And 2 for Teague Anderson for the Cardinals and their 30 points. Meanwhile, Kobe Russell, the sophomore, finishing strong. He's got 9 at the half. Again, I don't know what he came in averaging, but he is I didn't even have his average on there for just checking to see. He was averaging 2.7 a game. Wow. All right, well, he's got 9. 3 points for Ian Leisk, 5 for Kyle Kogan off the bench, 19 for Dallas Wallen. He averages 20, the 6'5 senior, 2 for Brera Temmers, and 4 for Mason Schomer. And Nick Johnson's crew leading the Battle of the Cardinals 42-30 here on WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And great to have you aboard with us here tonight. I know it's a Packer Monday night, but hey, we're hoping they go ahead and just beat the Giants and keep this winning streak going. And the Cardinals looking to back, Chippewa looking to get back in the winning track if they could as well here tonight as well. Hey, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game, my friend. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. The Battle of the Cardinals, Prescott hosting Chahai. Prescott 3-0, Division 3. And taking on Chippewa Falls, Packers and Giants tied 7-7 with 11:55 to go in the second quarter from East Rutherford, New Jersey. All right, Chahai with the basketball to start this second half. The road black uniforms with the red numerals lettering and trim, and there's a steal. Ninth Chahai turnover. Again, I didn't have Prescott committing a turnover in the first half. Very impressive. Wallen, and they're going to go right to left here in the second half. Cardinals down a dozen. That wasn't the way you wanted to start this second half. Can they figure out Wallen? He has been a handful. And he is not afraid to get after it. They're trying to help out, double team, driving, losing the ball, and there's the first turnover for them. Baratemers driving, lost it out of bounds. I don't know. Hopefully it's okay. I take some pleasure in noting they had a turnover. I mean, we've had nine, so, and now the refs are conversing. 32 seconds have elapsed here in the second half. We play 18-minute halves, and if we need overtime, it'll be 4 minutes per session. And Easton Bob now bringing it up for the Cardinals. And there's Kobe Russell, the 6'1 sophomore, on him defensively. On top of the Cardinals, Dickerson looking to get him going. Bounce pass stolen away. It was off of Wallen's shoe. Prescott with the ball and a 12-point lead. Wallen, spin move aggressively. Whistle and a foul. He's just good, folks. He's good at driving and drawing contact and getting to the line. He'd been averaging 8 free throws a game, and he's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This will be his 8th right here. Looking for his 20th point, and it is good. Yeah, he's tough. And the foul for the Cardinals was, and he misses the second one, and the rebound, Terhark. Terhark with 3. I'll tell you what, though. I mean, Chahai going to get better playing against this high-level competition. I know they're a smaller school, but, wow, good test here tonight. And this will be our last Chahai boys game until they host Menominee on December 22nd. Whistle and a foul on Prescott as they tried to get it down low. Wiedemeyer leading the way with 15 for the Cards in that first half. And there's a sub checking in for Coach Nick Johnson. Max Monteith will spell Temers. Monteith, a 6-foot sophomore, another sophomore to go with Russell, part of the Prescott future. We'll see them as this rivalry continues on next year at, they'll come to Chippewa. Easton Bob misses the 3. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and it stays Chahai ball with 16:36 left second half. 43-30. Cardinals looking to get some offense here. Chippewa trailing by 13, have trailed by as many as 14. Gee, Mason struggles to get it in, does to Dickerson. And Wallen is kind of hanging around Dickerson now. Dickerson had all those low post points against North, not been coming tonight. Terhark out on top. G. Mason behind the three-point line, head of the wheel. Clock approaching 16:15 left. There's the spin move. Wiedemeyer, maybe a little contact. No foul called. He'll chase the ball down in front of the Chahai bench. Mason there to get it. Good hustle by G. Cards keep it. Way to go. There's a bounce pass left side. Easton Bob knocked out of bounds, and that one's going to go the other way. Jason Prue doesn't like the call. They say it touched Russell. Jason Prue in a composed way making that case, but it's already been decided. The 11th turnover on the Cardinals. With 16 minutes left second half, Prescott with the ball and a 13-point lead. Dustin Wallen to Russell. Drives all the way in off glass and two more. How did he average 2.7 points? Is that a mistake? He's got 11 now. I don't get that. I got to ask Nick Johnson after the game. He was averaging less than 3 points a game, Coach, because he is a smooth player. 45-30, that is now the biggest lead of the game for Prescott. There's the three-point attempt missed by Wiedemeyer. Knocked out. Wallen is going to get there first. Wallen, a long three off the rim. No. Rebound, the Cardinals. Terhark with it. Here comes G. Mason. Right side, Wiedemeyer. Three-point attempt. Got it. Sweet. And 45-33 now. Wiedemeyer with 18. As he was able to dial that one in on the break. Nice pass by G. Mason. Wallen into the lane, working on Dickerson. Puts it up. He is just able to draw the fouls. I mean, he's aggressive, and it takes something. You know, just you think about driving. You got to drive it and drive it and drive it. And he is persistent in that way. And Jason Prue again asking for some words with the ref. As Dickerson picks up his third foul, he and Terhark each with three as free throw is good. Trying to think, we had, I think, a miss and a make earlier. So he's got 20. Now he's got 21 points on the night. Going to need another scoring column for him. 22. 22 for Wallen. Easton Bob into the forecourt. Cards bring it left to right. Down 47-33. Chippewa down by 14. Need a couple of touchdowns. G. Mason for three. Dials it in. And the Cardinals back within 11. 47-36 now. All right, now you got to get some stops. On the dribble, Lease. They're doing a good job on him. There's a long three from the outside. Missed by number 20, Max Monteith. Out of there with it. G. Mason. Here come the Cardinals. And the ball... errant pass goes out of bounds. So 12th Cardinal turnover to just one that I've noted for Prescott in this contest, and we've played close to 22 minutes of basketball. JV won earlier, 46-40, came from one down at the half to win it here at Prescott, but Chai losing by 11 right now. Prescott advancing it, and Wallen and Russell been big problems. But Wallen with 22 and Russell with 11. They got 33, but there's the turnover. Cards out of there with it. G. Mason takes it down, lays it up, and oh, and a basket good and a foul. Yeah, I almost thought they were going to call a charge, but no. It's a blocking foul, and they're conversing with Ian Leesk about it as Leesk picks up his second, the 5'10 senior, and Mason with the basket. And the Cardinals... get the free throw. So 47-39 now. Chippewa back within eight after just a moment ago being down by 14. So rallying again as Mason getting that one. And nice wall and a nice sweet move down low. Lays it in. We'll take a break. 13:42 left in regulation. 10-point Prescott lead on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
49-39, Cards down 10 at Wynn Family Dentistry. Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry proud to support Chahai and McDonald Athletics. And we'll have McDonald boys basketball at home against Bloomer Friday night, 6:55 pregame here on WOGO Sports. G. Mason into the forecourt for the Cardinals now. Easton Bob loses it, and here comes Wallen the other way. He's going to practically dunk it in. Another hoop for him. He's got 26 now. He had 19 in the first half. He just is as good as any player as we've seen. I've seen this season. And there's a ball getting loose, and Russell able to snag it. Missed layup at the other end. by Ian Leisk, and now G. Mason advances it for the Cards. He'll take it, kick it right corner. There's the shot. Dickerson got it. Dickerson for a three, and that's huge. His first make of the night for the Cards. And that brings Chippewa within nine at 51-42. And Leisk trying, forces the shot baseline. Air ball. Wiedemeyer out of there with it. Here come the Cardinals. You know, one of the things I like about Mason handling the ball more, I mean, he's more up-tempo. He's pushing it, and I like having the ball in his hands. He's hit a three here in this half. He's able to get an old-fashioned three. He just kind of accelerates the pace, and you like getting him involved. I mean, you've been able to recognize, going back to his sophomore year, his skills. Bounce pass Wiedemeyer on the right side. Dickerson just hit a three a moment ago. Go ahead and take another one, Braden. G. Mason out on top. He's got an open look off the back iron. No, or the right side of the rim, and the rebound down to Russell. 51-42. They cling to a 9-point lead. Russell, the sophomore, gets it off right side to Schomer. Went through all the pronunciations with Coach Johnson before the game, and there's the ball tapped loose, and it's going to be out of bounds to Chippewa. So Prescott, a rare third turnover to 14 for the Cards. Hey, for 14-3 in turnovers and within nine, I mean, you know, that's pretty good, actually, truthfully. Still time, though. Still 12:09 to go as Laquay comes in. He had two big threes in that first half. Laquay and Wiedemeyer, Easton Bob, Dickerson, and Nichols into the game. Now Collin. Laquay, spin move into the lane. Looks for a teammate. Nichols left baseline. Got it. Nice job. And the Cardinals draw within seven at 51-44. I mean, as good as it's been with Wallen, maybe it's been, you know, some of the other guys haven't as bad, but Wallen has really shown brightly, obviously, with the 26 points. And now just kind of taking their time. 11:35 left in regulation. Cardinals back within seven. Had been down by 14 here, 47-33, and since then, outscoring Prescott 11-4. Open three out on top. Hits the left side of the backboard. Rebound. Kogan going to go up. Missed it. Rebound, Shaha out of there with it, Dickerson. And Laquay, a long pass ahead, gutsy pass, gets it to Wiedemeyer. They work it around the outside, Easton Bob for three, air balls it. Fighting for the rebound, Dickerson, it's going to go to Russell. Here comes Prescott. He'll advance it. Oh, Russell, down the lane, whistle and a foul. He is fluid, he is just, he's fun to watch. Kobe Russell, love the first name. Can't help but think of the great Kobe Bryant as just the mention of the name. What a player. Five championships with the Lakers. Free throw good. And the foul on the Cards. Nichols, his third. So you got three guys with three now. Dickerson, Terhark, and Nichols for Chippewa. Second one good. So Russell hits them both. And, boy, he had a three early. Then he was quiet. And now he's got 13 points. And supposedly came in averaging three a game. Laquay now into the forecourt for the Cardinals. Wiedemeyer behind the three-point line. Again, Carson Wiedemeyer with 18 points. Leading the way for Chippewa. Laquay picks up his dribble. Nichols underneath. Reverse layup is good. That was impressive for Collin Nichols. Wow. He gets another two there. And they work it on the outside. Russell's pass to Wallen, escaping the defense of Dickerson. Russell in the deep left corner. He'll take one, and no good. Rebound out of there with it is Laquay. 53-46, Cards within seven. And the pass goes out of bounds. Still a ton of time. 10:05 to go. Cards getting four, like seven players in the scoring column. Laquay looking to get it in. On top to Wiedemeyer. On Dickerson. Laquay on top, setting it for Chippewa Falls. Kogan on him defensively. Jason Bob is probably his lowest scoring game of the season so far. Just 3 points. Hasn't been able to find it. Other guys have stepped up. We're still waiting on him. Hang in there, Easton. You can still do it. Dickerson for three. Hits the front iron, no. Kogan out of there with the rebound. Here comes Dallas Wallen ahead to Russell. He'll drive into the lane. Double pump, put it up, no good. Missed shot. Fighting for the rebound, Nichols. Russell falls to the floor. Prescott gets it. Three-point attempt out on top. Off the rim, no good. Missed by Temmers. Chahai with it. Good rebound by Nichols. He's playing some of his best basketball of the season. Colin Nichols. He comes down. Bounce low. Wiedemeyer is going to go up and missed it. Oh, that would have been nice to cut it to five, but it doesn't go for the Cardinals. With 9:10 to play in regulation. Oh, looked like a travel. Yes. Oh. They're going to call contact. I thought that maybe Barrett Temmers had traveled, but that's not the call, and instead it's going to be a foul on the Cardinals. With 9:04 left, and that is the first foul on Laquay and the fourth team foul on the Cards in the second half. Stick around for the post-Glass and Mirror post-game show later. Wallen driving all the way for two more. He's got 28. 55-46. There's still time, but that doesn't help. And that boosted to a 9-point lead, and that opportunity by Wiedemeyer almost could have made it a 5-point game at the other end a moment ago. Laquay on the outside with Kogan on him defensively. On top to G. Mason. Turhart now back into the game for Coach Jason Pruitt. No, they're going to call a travel on G. Mason that he kind of moved his feet before he got going there. So, all right. 15th turnover to three. So that stat alone makes you go, wow, I don't know if this game is winnable. But the score, it's still a single-digit difference with 8.5 minutes to play. But you got to get some stops. Russell with Coach Nick Johnson calling the instructions. Russell will back it up now. Coming out on him, Laquay. Deep right corner. They get it off Temmers. And not sure what the call is. All right, it's going to be on Mason, his third personal. And for the Cards, their fifth team foul. Wallen has it blocked and taken away. Laquay on the fast break ahead to Easton Bob's going to lay it up and in. It's a 7-point game. Easton Bob with five. Maybe he can come alive here now. Russell on the near side. Just inside of 8 minutes to go in regulation. 7-point lead. And a whistle and a chi-high foul. Laquay gets his second. Picking up the defensive intensity with 7:50 to go. Our coverage tonight brought to you by, in part, by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Russell on the left side underneath Wallen for two more. Defense from Turhark late arriving. He just continues to pile it on. 30 points for Wallen. Came in averaging 20. Putting on a show against the Division I visiting Chihai Cardinals. 9-point game now at 57-48. Wiedemeyer puts another one down. He's got 20. Hadn't scored in a while. And a timeout, Chippewa. 7:19 to go when we come back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
It's time, folks. It's time. Time for the Cards to come back. They trail by 7, 57-50 here at Prescott on a Monday night. Mark Halverson on the call. It's also time to call Wiscala Plumbing and Heat for that long overdue bathroom remodel. You know it's time. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower. How about a jacuzzi? Isn't that be nice? Or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wiscala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. Call them at 839-0707 or go check out wiscala.com. Thanks to Sam Aberle, manning the controls back at our WOGO studio. I understand we're working together tomorrow night as well. Chihai girls basketball at Menominee. A busy week. Kogan for three for Prescott, and he hits it. Ah, that hurts. Kyle Kogan getting you for 8 points. And now all of a sudden it's a 60-50 game. The Cardinals. And G. Mason at the other end gets two more. So he's having his best scoring night of the season. He's got 12 for the Cardinals. And Kogan puts it up and in and a foul. Kogan off the bench just saying, I know I'm on the bench, but watch this. And he came in averaging almost six a game. And he now has 10. And he's going to the free throw line, drawing a foul with 6:43 to go as Mason got his fourth foul. And Mason's going to check out now in favor of Laquay for Coach Jason Prue. 62-52 Cardinals. Again, Mason been big offensively tonight for 12 points. He's handled the ball more. Free throw, Honeycomb's out for Mason. The rebound down to Wiedemeyer. All right, the Cardinals down by 10. Laquay into the forecourt. Is that Prescott man-to-man? On top, Easton Bob. And Dickerson will drive. Blocked shot, recovers his own. Wiedemeyer, three-point land, out on top, Laquay. He's going to drive, kicks it left side. Shot up by Terhark. Front iron, no. Rebound, Wallen. 6:15 to go. Prescott ball in a 10-point lead. They bring it right to left. Right side. Get it off to Barrett Temmers. On top to Russell. Wallen on the left wing. He'll drive into the lane. Bounce pass. Maybe a kick or something. All right, underneath the basket. It is Prescott with 6 minutes to go. Leading it, they've got the ball and a 10-point lead. Turnover's a big difference, 15-3. 15 for the Cardinals, 3 for Prescott. Down low, double pump, missing the shot. Fighting for it, out of there with it. Here comes Easton Bob. Bob ahead. Wiedemeyer, they get it off. Easton Bob, right baseline, got it. The Cards back within 8 at 62-54. Still time with 5:38 to go. Wallen on the right side to Temmers. Temmers trying to drive on Dickerson. Off left wing to Schomer. Behind the back dribble for Kogan. And the errant pass goes out of bounds. Fourth turnover. Cards get it with 5:23 to go within 8. Easton Bob scoring last time. He's got unofficially 7 on the night. Into the forecourt, the Cardinals. Laquay. Right side, Wiedemeyer, open, Jay, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Cardinals, Dickerson, offensive rebound. Good job, Braden. On the outside, they come after Laquay, does Russell. Dickerson, open, Jay, chose not to take it. Laquay now, 5 minutes left. Spin move, Laquay in the lane for 2. Laquay makes it a 6-point game at 62-56. Into the forecourt. And there's the shot up by Kogan, and he's going to miss it, and the rebound, the Cardinals. They're 2 3-pointers away from tying this thing as Terhark got the rebound. Laquay gets it right side to Dickerson. On top, Wiedemeyer. Huge possession for Chippewa with 4:30 to go within 6. Division 1 Chippewa Falls against Division 3 from the Middle Border Conference. Prescott starting a rivalry. It'll continue into the future. Coming to Chippewa next year, but trying to win one tonight. The Cardinals trying to get their second win of the season. They have trailed overwhelming. They briefly led at 7-5. And that's it. Had a couple of ties at 2-7. Spin move. Laquay hands it off down low. Basket good and a foul for Terhark. The Cards are within 4. 62-58. Nice job. Boy, Laquay doing some great things tonight as well in creating. And he got it to Terhark for 2 down low. And the first 2 of the night I've got for David Terhark, the 6'3 senior, and he goes to the free throw line. Where I'd have to look it up, and has he been there? Terhark is to the line for the first time this season. And he got it. Way to go, David. The Cards within 3 at 62-59. And so now Prescott trying to answer back. Least the point guard. Kogan has it stripped away as he drove through. And here comes Chippewa out with it. There's the three-pointer. Easton Bob comes up short. Would have tied the game. Rebound comes down to Temmers for Prescott with 3:40 to play. Into the forecourt. Prescott bringing it right to left, and they want a timeout. We'll take a break as well. Coach Nick Johnson wants to talk about it.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe for the shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Chi High within three. I'm telling you, they've had deficits of 14 at 27-13. They've been down 42-28. They've been down 47-33 most recently. But since then, they have put together 29 points to just 12. Right? Well, I think that's close, right? It was, I figured close to that, 26-12. And so they're within three at the moment here. So 47 to 15. 26 to, that's the math. 26-15, they've outscored him since it was 47-33. Wallen down low, and he loses it. Dickerson comes away. Only their fifth turnover. Chahai with the basketball. McQuay into the forecourt. 3:18 to go. Cardinals on the attack left to right. A three-pointer away from tying this thing. It hasn't been tied since it was 7 apiece. LeQuay behind the three-point line with Wallen, giving him space. Come on, Jacob LeQuay for three off the rim, left side, no. Rebound, Dickerson, and they're going to say it's a foul on the Cardinals. Dickerson gets his fourth. Boy, he seemed to have good position, but I'm way up here and the ref's down there, and that's the eighth team foul, and it sends Prescott to the line with 3:03 to go. Looked like Dickerson did a good job of coming up with the rebound, but they said, no, you gave yourself an unfair advantage. And so that's going to put Ian Leese to the line. He averages more than 14 a game. This has not been his night. He hit a three-pointer, and that is it. Leese is an 80% free throw shooter, though, and the first one is money. 63-59 becomes a two-possession game here as G. Mason comes in with four fouls, and Dickerson goes out with four. Not Dickerson, but LeQuay goes out with a couple of fouls. LeQuay has two. Yeah, Terhark. Dickerson has four. Nichols has three. And the second one is good. So there's the point guard doing what he needs to do. And from a Prescott perspective, they lead it by five. Cardinal basketball. Wiedemeyer. G. Mason on top. Inside of 3 minutes to go. Easton Bob has come to life a bit here in the late going. Dickerson on top. To Terhark. Wiedemeyer trying to post up on the right block. They go inside to him. Turnaround from Wiedemeyer is good. And the Cardinals back within four. Make it three at 64-61. Cardinals back within three now. And Kobe Russell's going to drive it too. Wow. Big night for Kobe Russell, the 6'1 sophomore, back to a 66-61 Prescott lead with 2:12 to play. Into the forecourt, Easton Bob, right side to Mason. Looking inside, they get it on top to Bob. G. Mason down low, Dickerson tries to work that low block, and he draws the foul, stops the clock with 1:58 to go, and Dickerson to the free throw line where he's a 64% free throw shooter. Came in averaging almost 12 a game. He's got one three-pointer on the night. At least unofficially. 66-61 Prescott with 1:58 to go. Dickerson, it's up, and he got it. 66-62, the Cards can make it a one-possession game again if he knocks this one down. Second free throw is up and good. Good job by Dickerson. Some clutch free throws. Makes it 66-63. Into the forecourt, Dallas Wallen. What a night. like 30 points. They've quieted him down, though, in recent times here. Kobe Russell driving, puts it up over G. Mason, no good. Rebound Cardinals, Terhark with 140 to play inside of 100 seconds now. Mason, Wiedemeyer on top, back to Mason. Down low, Dickerson, contact, and then it's going to be a foul on Prescott as trying to drive and drawing the foul. I think it was Temmers, number four, and he just fouled out. Temmers fouled out of here. He's done. That's his fifth. He was playing with four fouls, so Temmers finishes with 2 points on the night. Came in averaging seven, and he goes to the end of the bench. He's frustrated. 5'10 junior. And Dickerson back to the line where he sunk two a moment ago. 1:31 to go. The Cardinals have hung around and now within three here at Prescott. Free throw is up and got it. Within two. Boy, some huge free throws from Dickerson down the stretch here. Oh, this would be a sweet one for the Cardinals. I'm telling you, they barely led at 7-5. That was it. A couple of ties at 2-7. Next one is Dickerson on the money. Four straight free throws. That'll help up the free throw percentage. The Cards within one. Prescott with the ball. As Dallas Wallen brings it up. Feel the drama. Real life basketball drama here tonight. High school basketball variety. Terhark out on top, covering Wallen. As they're in kind of a delay mode now, and Terhark's able to draw the foul. And it's the ninth, and it sends Wallen to the line. And he's not a terrific free throw shooter. At least he's been good tonight, I have to say. He's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 out of 11 he's been. He averages 8 free throws a game. He's 9 out of 11. He's been very good. Turk getting the foul, and that is his fourth. And he missed the free throw. And fighting for the rebound, the Cards have it. Wiedemeyer with it. And here's G. Mason. It's a 66-65 game. Loose ball. Cardinals get it, but it's an over and back. And they're trying to say that it touched the defender, is what G. Mason is trying to say. And are they going to confer about that? The refs are conferring because the thing is, it's over and back unless it touched the defensive player. And so the refs are conferring, and now they're going to go talk to Jason Prue, and it seems like they are giving it to Prescott. Because it's if the defender touched it, it's not an over and back. And Jason is reasoning with the official, but to no avail. So a Chahai turnover, their 16th unofficially. And timeout Chippewa. 1:04 to go, back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Chahai had a chance to get the lead, but they didn't get a shot off, and the referees are still conferring at midcourt. It seems to me that, yes, it's over and back if nobody touched it, but if a defender touched it, and somehow it went into the backcourt because of defensive contact, then it's not an over and back. So somehow, some way, the official who made the call deemed that it had not touched the defender. And so now they're telling Chahai, come on, break your huddle. And Coach Prue is really, but this one is within reach with 1:04 to go on the road in Prescott, and they have trailed, as we told you, a number of times by 14, 27-13, 42-28, and 47-33. But they are within one now at 66-65. Barrett Temmers has fouled out. A number of Chahai players are in foul trouble. You know, Terhark the latest with four for the Cardinals. So it's Prescott basketball. Turnovers 16 for Chahai, 5 for Prescott. Wallen maybe has gotten a little tired. I mean, he was a 6'5 senior with the 30 points, but he has not been scoring at nearly as high a clip. Oh, nearly an over and back on the ball handler, Leisk. And now they're in a delay here with 52 seconds. And Terhark is on it. If Terhark fouls, though, I think he's done. I think he's got four fouls. But again, a one-point game. So Chai playing the aggressive defense would love to force the steal or a turnover, but eventually you're going to have to foul because they could just run out the clock. Wallen's not a bad guy to foul. He's truly not. He's 9 out of 12. He missed his last one. I know it's 75% tonight. He came in a 58% free throw shooter. And they're going to send instead Mason Schomer to the line. He's a 100% free throw shooter. I think he's 4 for 4 on the season. So Schomer just two baskets earlier. And the foul goes on Wiedemeyer as he hits the first one. All right, well, either way, it's going to be a one-possession game. And the Cards needed to get the ball back. Hoping he misses here with 32.8 to go. Schomer, the second one is good. All right, a three-point game, a three-pointer to tie it. And Terhark needs some help. Easton Bob gets it. 31 seconds. Bob brings it down left to right for the Cardinals. And they're going to call a timeout. We'll take a break as well. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Good grief, what's up in New York? It's 7-7 with 24 seconds left in the first half of the Packer game. Meanwhile, 25.9 seconds left here in Prescott. The battle of the Cardinals as Division III Prescott leading Division I Chippewa 68-65. Cardinals break the huddle now. It's Chahai ball down 3. You need a 3-pointer to tie. Of course, you always get the strategy here, like should you commit the foul and keep them from shooting it. When the Bucks lost to Chicago and they had the tying 3 from Caruso at the end of regulation, I think they should have fouled. We'll see. And there is a whistle. And a foul would only be the 6th team foul. So at this point, with 19.3 seconds left, and it's on Russell, his 2nd. All right. Cardinals looking to get it in. G. Mason on top. Laquay, he had the 3-pointer. Take it, Laquay. The 3-ball off the rim, no good. Rebound Russell, and he gets fouled by Dickerson with 13.1. Laquay caught it, and he gave it a shot there, and he'd hit a couple of threes earlier, but that one did not fall for him. Down by 3 with 13 seconds to go. Dickerson commits the foul against Russell. Russell, a 100% free throw shooter coming into tonight. And has hit 2 out of 3 from the line. And Dickerson just fouled out of here. So Dickerson is done for the evening. And he had the big free throw. He finishes with 7 points. He had 4 out of 4 down the stretch at the line, though, which was outstanding. 13.1 seconds, Russell to the line, and it's a double bonus because Chahai had 10-plus fouls. First one is on the way. He got it. Now it's a 4-point game. It's a tough climb, folks, tough climb. Here's a fan exiting here. Feels comfortable with the 4-point lead. Next one is up and trying to beat traffic here in Prescott, I guess. Second free throw, 70-65. Laquay into the forecourt. Oh, look away pass. G. Mason, deep left corner. Got it. It's a 2-point game, and there's the timeout. Hey, he just hit a 3. It's 70-68, and G. Mason hits the 3. Wow. We'll keep it right here. 70-68 as G. Mason just knocked down the 3. And maybe he saw the fan leaving early. Said, yeah, I'll show you to leave early. You're going to regret leaving early as he hits that one. Stelter Incorporated, the legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. So 70-68, and G. Mason, after those 2 made free throws from Kobe Russell, they hurry it down the court. They get it to him in the deep left corner. He hits the 3-pointer. He's got 15 on the night. And now, I mean, the defense, and you go for the steal. I mean, 5.5 seconds, still a lot of time. You go for the steal. If you don't get it, then you got a foul right away and hope that they only make one of the two, and then you hope to hit the three to force overtime. There's the plan. First and foremost, try to get the steal. If you don't get the steal, you got a foul as soon as possible. There's only 5.5 seconds to deal with here. But if you can get the steal, go for it. As Max Monteith, a 6-foot sophomore, going to toss it in. Oh, they've got a wide open Dallas Wallen, and he gets fouled by Terhark. And I think Terhark just fouled out of here. I think David's gone now, too. That was his fifth. But, hey, at this point, don't worry about it. Yep. So Terhark is going to finish the night with 2 points. Or maybe three, if I read my stat here. Maybe 3 points for Terhark. And they'll just kind of take some time, let Wallen think about it, and who's going to come in, and Nichols will. So Terhark and Dickerson have fouled out. It's been an aggressive game, and they lost Temmers earlier. 70-68. Wallen to the line. He'll get two. They're in the double bonus here. Two-point game. Hoping he misses one. First one is good. All right. Missed this one, and he got 3.2 seconds, I guess. And Wallen, whale of an evening, 31 points. Second one up, and it is no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds to Chippewa with 2.1 seconds. So a whole second elapsed. That was quick. I mean, I'm sorry, that was quick. I mean, it just, okay, whatever. 2.1 seconds, they got to go the length of the floor. Where's Christian Leitner? Nichols to LaQuay. Throw it down the floor, LaQuay. Oh, he hit the backboard. He gave it a chance. Way to go, LaQuay. He gave it a chance. They got it into him. He heaved it all the way down there, and it hit the top of the backboard. Why not? I thought we had an ESPN highlight on the way. The Cards lose it. Either way, the Cards were going to win. The Cards were going to lose because both teams named the Cardinals. Whew. Take a deep breath. All right, we're back with the post-Glass and Mirror postgame in 2 minutes here on WDOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen. Holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kadot, featuring Jeremy Kent. 10th Avenue North.
Love is here. Love is now.
And Toby Mac.
Tonight's the night for the
OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Shy comes up on the short end of a 71-68 game here at Prescott as the Cards fall to 1-4 in the season, and Prescott goes to 4-0. Welcome to the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. I'm Mark Halverson. Post-Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror. In Chippewa Falls, quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And we hope that head coach Jason Prue joins us in the postgame. We'll see. But this contest was tied twice at 2 and at 7. Chahai had one lead at 7-5 after trailing early. And once Prescott got the lead back, they held it. They expanded out to 27-13. Chahai was able to score on a 10-0 run to make it 27-23. They ballooned it out again to lead at the half, 42-30. And in the second half, they grew the lead again, leading 42-28 and 47-33. But and did they lead by more than that? I guess now that I look at it, they did lead by more than 40, right? They led by 45-30, so they didn't even lead by 15. But Chahai was able to cut that down and just kind of hang around. And, you know, the turnovers were so disproportionate, 16 for Chippewa and 5 for Prescott, that you felt like, wow, you know, you're still in a single-digit game. And 51-42, and then they, again, hung around. It was 60-50, 62-52, but then the Cards started to get within 6 at 62-56, got within 3 at 62-59, but ultimately just couldn't. They got as close as 66-65, and they had the ball and then had a turnover, and so couldn't quite get over the mountain tonight in losing this one at Prescott, 71-68. The individual scoring unofficially, I mean, Kobe Russell, a 6'1 sophomore, went off. He had three early, was quiet for a while. He supposedly averaged 2.7 a game coming in, whatever, maybe. He finishes with 17 points. He was impressive, and he is a fun player to watch, I'll tell you. Ian Leese, the point guard, kind of quiet with just 5 points tonight. Kyle Kogan off the bench with 10. This guy can play. Dallas Wallen was something. 31 points unofficially for Wallen, the 6'5 senior. A lot of fun to watch him play. Barrett Temmers fouls out with just 2 points, the 5'10 junior. Mason Schomer goes for 6. He had 2 big free throws down the stretch. And those are the numbers for Prescott. Meanwhile, for your Chi-High Cardinals, G. Mason, his best game of the season, 15 points. And a lot of fun energy he brought to the Cards tonight. And hit a huge three late in the game that we'll hear a bit later in, when we bring you the highlights from this contest. Easton Bob was quieter than usual tonight, finishes unofficially with 7. Carson Wiedemeyer with 20. Meanwhile, Braden Dickerson had 4 huge free throws as the Cards were trying to fight their way back, hitting those 4 clutch charity stripe tosses, finishes with 7. 3 for David Turhark, 6 for Jacob LaQuea, 2 for Teague Anderson, and 4 for Colin Nichols. Again, unofficially here for the Cards tonight. Let's start to go to the highlights. If Coach Prue joins us at any given point, we'll certainly welcome him. But we got a lot of highlights from the first and second half. Let's give a listen here on WOGO. But the Cards looking to get on the scoreboard. Easton Bob behind the three-point line on top to G. Mason. Mason working defensively against Ian Leask. He gets it, give and go, and banks it in. Nice job there by G. Mason. Into the forecourt, Chippewa Falls. On top, G. Mason fakes the three. He'll drive left side all the way in, lays it with the right hand, and there's another 2 for G. He's got, again, he had the points early for Chippewa Falls and catching both of those in our post-game highlights in the Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. Brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Let's get some more highlights. More than doubled plus 1, trailing by 14 here at Prescott. Wiedemeyer for the long 3. Got it. Cardinals needed that one. Back to Wiedemeyer. Gets it back on top. Dickerson, he was 10 of 13 with a lot of low post stuff the other night. Wiedemeyer, hook shot good and a foul. Court. On top, Bob. Wiedemeyer for 3. Feeling it. Carson Wiedemeyer coming alive for the Cardinals. And one more first half highlight sounded like this. And LaQuea now in for Jason Prue along with Easton Bob, Turhark, Wiedemeyer, and Nichols. The final 2 minutes of this first half. Chahai down 35-25. Wiedemeyer on top to Turhark. Right side Nichols. On top, LaQuea. He'll take the 3. Got it! Nice job by LaQuea. Those are your first half highlights. How about the second half for the Cardinals? 3-point attempt missed by Wiedemeyer. knocked out. Wallen is going to get there first. Wallen, a long three off the rim, no. Rebound, the Cardinals. Terhark with it. Here comes G. Mason. Right side, Wiedemeyer. Three-point attempt, got it. Sweet. There we go. Down by 14, need a couple of touchdowns. G. Mason for three, dials it in. Big night for G. Mason tonight, for sure. Mason takes it down, lays it up, and oh, and a basket, good, and a foul. Yeah, I almost thought they were going to call a charge, but no. It's a blocking foul. Advances it for the Cards. He'll take it, kick it right corner. There's the shot. Dickerson got it. Dickerson for a three, and that's huge. His first make of the night for the Cards. McQuay spin move into the lane. Looks for a teammate. Nichols left baseline. Got it. Nice job. And now we go quite a bit later in the second half for a couple more highlights as Chai Haya tried to come back in this one. Good job, Braden. On the outside, they come after LeQuay. Does Russell. Dickerson, open J, chose not to take it. LeQuay now. 5 minutes left. Spin move, LeQuay in the lane for two. And one last highlight in this Chai Haya contest tonight at Prescott. Cardinals. LeQuay into the forecourt. Oh, look away pass. G. Mason, deep left corner. Got it. It's a two-point game, and there's the timeout. Hey, he just hit a three. And with 5.5 seconds to go, however, one out of two free throws, and in the end, we saw 71-68. So that's your final score here tonight. And, again, kind of putting things in the books, checking now the WOGO sports calendar. And that tell you we're back at it tomorrow night. The Chai Haya girls at Menominee. Pregame for that one slated to be 6:55. And then the tip-off to follow. And also then Thursday night, Cardinal hockey resumes boys action at home against Eau Claire North. A 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock drop of the puck from the Triple Falls Ice Arena. McDonald boys back in action at home against Bloomer on Friday night at 6:55. And we've got the Cardinal girls again added on Saturday at home against Onalaska. That's a 3:10 pregame here on WOGO Sports. Again, the final score tonight, the JV game went to Chippewa Falls, winning it 46-40, but the nightcap, the main event, goes to Prescott, winning it 71-68, to up their record to 4-0, and Chai Haya falling to 1-4 on the season. And next up for Chippewa Falls, after tonight, they'll play at Hudson on Friday night. We won't have coverage of them until they're home against Menominee coming up on December 22nd. Our thanks to Sam Averly back at our WOGO studios, and to you for listening, and to all of our advertisers for making this broadcast possible. We'll get the podcast up at wogo.com. Again, congratulations to Prescott. They win it 71-68 in the Battle of the Cardinals. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Chai Haya Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress. 103.1